You're listening to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women leaders, founders, and CEOs come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and make a bigger impact while enjoying the foods they love. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about three reasons you feel full but not satisfied after a meal. And if you're like many who have struggled with their weight and their eating, chances are you have felt this dissatisfaction after eating. You might have a belly that feels full, but maybe you don't feel satisfied. We're going to talk about what are the mistakes that are made typically when it comes to struggling to feel satisfaction. We're going to talk about three steps that you can take to break this cycle of feeling full but never satisfied. So let's go ahead and dive into this. So the biggest trap that I see that people falling into who struggle with their weight is basically trying to speed up weight loss by eating as little as possible. So feeling full but not satisfied could be from a few different symptoms, but it all stems back to this trying to hurry up and lose weight as quickly as possible. And what happens when we do this, it ends up with feeling out of control with your food and your weight, with feeling extreme hunger, increased intensified cravings, lack of energy, and just putting yourself in a cycle of, you know, not eating to satisfaction and then wind up, you know, overcompensating. So binge eating, emotional eating, sometimes in the evenings, or maybe, you know, you feel this way for a week or 2 weeks before you feel just so hungry and your cravings are so intense that you binge eat after a couple of weeks of being able to control yourself. So again, you're probably doing this because you're trying to make things go faster. So I get it, because sometimes, you know, maybe you feel that the scale isn't moving fast enough. Maybe you're just wanting to hurry up and see some changes happening. And so I get this. But how many times have you tried this tactic of speeding, of trying to hurry things up, and it resulted in backlash? You know, where you end up eating back the calories that you tried to save and then some on top of that. Or, you know, if you're not thinking in terms of calories, the food that you tried to cut out, you just end up craving those foods. Like maybe you cut out bread and then you ended up craving those foods. How many times have you tried to speed things up only to have yourself actually slow down because you're moving the scale gradually up in the opposite direction that you want to go? And so the metaphor that I like to use is, you know, trying to eat so little to make your results go faster in order to lose weight is like avoiding paying your bills so that you can save money. So you're trading short-term reward for long-term consequences. Now, what I've seen time and time again is that those who successfully lose weight in a sustainable way slow down to speed up. And if you want to go faster, if you want to make your weight loss results go faster, then eat to satiety at your meals instead of keeping yourself feeling dissatisfied. So that could look like a couple of different ways. But when you make this shift, you're going to notice that your weight loss feels sustainable. It feels enjoyable. It feels doable. You have more energy. More energy means that you're moving your body more. You're going to have decreased cravings, which means less binges, less overeating. And you're going to feel just a sense of more balance, which means more control over how much you eat and more control over your weight loss journey. So like I said, this could look a few different ways. I'm going to share with you some of them right now, and you're going to find more ways inside Eat with Balance, which the doors are opening soon. And I'm going to show you how you can start to implement these three steps. And I'm going to share with you three steps in a moment. But first, I want to talk about a couple of different ways that you can trigger satiety.
So one way that you can trigger satiety is through what I call the satiety triad. This is where you include some ingredients in your meals that will allow you to actually feel biologically satisfied. So this is a combination, and this is not something that I made up. This is something that is that comes from research in nutrition and how our hormones work to engage satiety. So fiber, protein, and healthy fats. So this is a baseline, right? This is kind of our foundation, if you will, or it is the baseline. Before you can look at addressing reprogramming yourself, emotional eating, you know, shifting those old subconscious paradigms about yourself as an eater, before you can address those things, you have to first have fuel in the tank. So if you're eating too little calories, you're not going to be able to address your nutrition needs in a way that allows you to feel like you're thriving, in ways that that allows you to feel like your brain is functioning, like you are not just trying to get through the day. You can't just be in survival mode if you want to be able to thrive in your life. Because, you know, if you've been listening for a while to the podcast, you know that I talk a lot about, you know, making the changes from the inside out, because this is what has worked for me. When I'm shifted on the inside, that's when my external shifts happen. And that's what my students do as well. Well, if you're in survival mode, you can't be working from the inside out, because right now your insides are in survival. You're just, you know, you're putting out fires. You're just reacting. So we have to make that shift, and we have to begin with just our baseline, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you don't have the basics like food and shelter, well, we can't talk about thriving, you know? Now, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have shelter and food that are available to you, but you may be not using food to create that stability for yourself, that baseline of not being in fight or flight constantly, not being in survival mode. So fuel yourself, you know, eat to satiety. Make sure that you include the things that you need at your meals that are going to help you to feel satiated. And so the baseline of that can be just fiber, healthy fats, and protein, including that. And that, you know, you can use that whether you eat keto, Whole30, you know, it doesn't matter what way of eating you choose. And that's what I love about teaching from principles in the way that I teach, because it doesn't matter what diet you pick, you know, you don't have to stay stuck in that minutia. And by the way, when we do that, that is literally your brain keeping you safe. That is literally your brain trying to keep you from moving forward and getting out of that old pattern of constantly trying to find the perfect diet. I got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but hopefully it was a good one. And let's get back on track here. So I'm sharing with you, I just shared with you one way to eat to satiety. So the next way is going to involve more of how are you going to address shifting into thriving in your relationship with food. And so we're talking about three steps right now that you can take. Again, these are all from Eat with Balance. I believe these all come from Pillar 1. So the first step is to shift your perspective from trying to eat as little as possible to what can I actually add to my meals that will trigger satiety? What can I actually add for my meals? Oh, I just realized this is actually from Pillar 2. What can I add? So you're getting away from what do I need to remove? What do I take away? Scarcity, eating as little as possible. You're shifting out of that. That's a broken paradigm. That's a broken strategy. The more that you focus on eating as little as possible, the less you're going to be able to eat in order to get the results that you want. Now, think about just that one statement that I just made for a second. You're probably noticing that that is contradictory to what you've thought. And I was the same way. I used to think, I have to eat less. I have to eat less. I have to eat less. And what was starting to happen was I was eating less and less and less, and yet my weight was going up and up and up. So it didn't make any sense. Well, what I didn't realize was I was trapping myself in a cycle of thinking that I have to eat less in order to lose weight. Well, when you shift to what can I add to my meals that will trigger satiety, you'll start to notice that you can eat more food throughout your day. You're going to start to notice that your body starts to release weight. And so all these things are working together. It's not just this one thing, right? It's, how do I put this? It's almost like a sequence, because you're unlocking your body's natural ability to be at a desired healthy weight. But it's a sequence of things that you're putting in place. And we talked about the first thing being just the baseline of nourishing yourself, giving yourself, your body what it needs to be fueled. And now we're looking at, you know, what's the mindset that you need to have? And so this perspective shift is a game changer for a lot of people, because they start to realize like, whoa, you know, I feel like a completely different person when I eat this way. Like, wow, I don't have as many cravings because my body feels good. It feels satisfied. You set yourself up for better emotional regulation by doing that as well. Again, you're not causing that flight or fight mode by having your body not have a baseline of energy needs met. So step two, increase your awareness of how you're thinking. So right now you may be experiencing fearful thoughts like, I'm going to gain weight if I eat this, or I need to hurry up and lose weight. I want you to know that these thoughts are not you. These thoughts are just coming from your old, outdated programming, which again, are trying to keep you in the status quo. And that's probably not what you want. You probably are wanting to thrive. This is about just shining a spotlight of awareness on how your thoughts are trying to keep you going back to that old way of scarcity and eating as little as possible. Because when you catch those thoughts in their tracks and you drop them, then you can continue moving forward so that you can get that new programming laid down. So step two is just to be aware of the old programming. And step three, I want you to notice how it feels when you truly fuel yourself. So again, this is another awareness step. It gives you empowerment. The more awareness you have, the more empowered you are to choose rather than just to be in reactivity all the time. So when you do fuel yourself, notice how that feels. That's important, because when you notice it, when you take the time to actually nourish your body, notice how it feels. When you feel good, you want to notice that, because our brains are trained to focus on the negative. It's our jobs to retrain our brains to focus on those things that we want more of. And what we focus on expands, whether you focus on what you want or what you don't want. It's a matter of retraining your brain by moving your focus over to those moments when you do fuel yourself, when you nourish your body, and you notice that your energy is good, your mood is good, you feel like your blood sugar has stabled out. You want to notice that when that happens, because that's going to reinforce it and help you to do more of that. Today, what we talked about, let's recap, is three reasons that you feel full but not satisfied. You may have picked up on the three reasons, but let me plainly spell them out. Three reasons that you feel full but not satisfied after a meal. Number one is not eating enough, just simply not eating enough calories, which then gives rise to reason number two, which is not eating the right foods. So maybe, you know, all of your meals are just a bunch of salad and lettuce, and so you don't have that protein and that healthy fat. That's reason number two. But reason number three is using food as your primary coping strategy. So this is where the emotional eating can come in. And so what I gave you in this episode is a strategy for how to eradicate these three reasons. So number one is to eat adequately. Number two is to eat the right kinds of foods or the right kinds of components in your meal, which is, you know, fiber, healthy fat and fiber. And then number three is to really build your awareness. And so I gave you three steps that came from pillars two and pillars three of the food trigger immunity framework. Pillar two is aligned eating choices, and pillar three is mastery of self-control. Step one was shift your perspective from trying to eat as little as possible to what can I add to meals to trigger satiety. Step two is to increase your awareness of your thinking. Step three is to tune into how you feel after you eat for nourishment. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. My three-part series, Wired for Weight Loss, is going to be live soon, January 25th. So register by going to rashondayates.com/EWBLive to save your spot. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating Podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.